Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 742. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are basically in the middle of the Bracha of Hamotzi and the mechanics as to how it should be done. We spoke a little bit about the Bracha itself, and now we are trying to go through some various different, very important halachas in conjunction with what one is supposed to be doing with the bread. Now, I want to make it clear, we're not talking about right now specifically Shabbos. General concept, the person makes hamotzi, they sit down to eat bread, they sit down to eat a roll, they sit down to eat lunch, they have a sandwich, tuna fish sandwich, egg salad, whatever the case is. They're eating hamotzi, they wash, and with all the halachas that we've been talking about, and with all the halachas of interruptions, what they could do, when they could do, and so on. Now they're up to the hamotzi, what should be done with the bread while they're making the hamotzi. So, just real quickly, the Chazar over last year, we said that Lamaisa, before one makes the hamotzi on the bread, the roll, the challah, the matzah, whatever the case is that they're eating, one should pick it up in their hands. In other words, you hold on to it, pick it up, and then you make the hamotzi, and then you go on from there. And the reason was because Samach Lasi Yosson told us Mishabruah. Now, we also mentioned that if somebody didn't, they forgot, they didn't realize, they didn't know the halacha, their tuna fish sandwich, for example, was on their plate, and they made the hamotzi, and then they picked it up and started eating. So we said, b'di'evid, and Berech, Mishabruah said it, b'di'evid, and Berech, v'achakach, not lebi'yoda, if somebody made the hamotzi, the bracha. And then afterwards they picked it up, gamkein, ein sarach, one would not have to make over another bracha, and you could continue on with the Evid for sure. Okay, so now in our Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Dalet. That was before we spoke about Sif Gimel, now we're up to Sif Dalet. It basically goes right down the line, our Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, a good chunk of it anyways, one sif after another, just basic mechanical, basic mechanics, halachically, what has to be done with the Hamotzi and the bread itself. And I just want to mention, we'll come across some other very important halachas as to when one could talk out before they swallow, or would it have to wait till after they swallow, if they swallow the taste, is that enough? And these are some halachas that we actually spoke about a long, long time ago, actually a couple of years ago, in the different simanim, Reish Vav and other simanim that talk about it, but over there they talk about more in conjunction with various, all different type of foods, whereas our simanim, and like we mentioned last year, Kuf Samach Zayin goes a little bit more specifically with the bread part of it and the hamotzi part. But many of these halachas are parallel and run right through, all the other various different foods and their regular standard halachas of making brachas. Okay, so now Siv Dalet tells us the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch tells us further that what should one do? Again, good. I pick it up. I understand. Could I pick it up with two fingers? Could I put it in the palm of my hand? Do I have to hold it with both hands, 10 fingers, 2 fingers, what do I need? So it tells us the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Yitein Shtei Yadav Al Hapas B'Shas Bracha. One should hold it with two hands, Shtei Yadav Al Hapas B'Shas Bracha. Sheyesh Behem Eser Etzbois, with 10 fingers. Gesundheit, we should all have 10 fingers. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we hold it with 10 fingers. So the reason for this is, tells us the, why do I need 10 fingers? I could hold it with one hand, is also good. I'm not going to drop my sandwich, right? So it tells us the Mechaber Keneged Eser Mitzvahs Hataluyos Bepas. This is in conjunction with the 10 mitzvahs that are tully, that are sort of like connected with the making of bread. Now, I just want to stress one thing. We didn't get to the part we'll talk about when you say Hashem's name. You're supposed to pick it up a little bit. Right now, we're just talking about to grab onto it, to basically be holding. You can hold it down low also, but to have a grip on it whereby you're ready to roll, as they say, ready to eat it as soon as, Samach Lasi Yosson. So you take 10 fingers, you take 2 hands, and you're holding onto it 2 hands, right? So that's what he says. And even though the Lashon really of the, Shulchan Aruch is to put, but we said before, Eilevarach Koidim Sheyitpais, till you like sort of grab onto the bread. But we'll see there's certain parts that you actually, Lechatchila, anyways, to lift it up. So he says like this, just real quickly to finish off, what is this, 10 fingers all about? What is it, holding onto the bread, 10, with 2 hands all about? So he says, that there's 10 mitzvahs. There's 10 mitzvahs involved in the making of the bread. We're not going to go through all the 10 mitzvahs. Just real quickly to read the Mishabura. It's interesting to note because each one of the 10 mitzvahs that we're going to talk about in itself could be is a long journey as to understanding what that's all about. A separate mitzvah in its own right. Okay, but before we go into that, I just want to, Mishnah Berurah goes a little bit more into the halacha lemaisa over here. In other words, good, we have the 10 mitzvahs, that's the reason for doing this whole thing, but the Mishnah Berurah explains to us in Sifkat and Chav Gimel that yiteng shtei yadav, you put two hands on it or you hold it with two hands. Hainu de toiv lases came, that it's good to do that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's good to do that. Again, if you didn't do it, of course, you're still yaitse the bracha, everything is still good. But he says an interesting thing. He says, v'im hu lovush if somebody's wearing gloves, okay. Now we're not talking about in a case in time. We spoke about if somebody did not have water when they had to wash for Netilas Yadayim, and they were in a place in time where they had no water, then you have to have gloves because then you're not allowed to touch the bread, right? So we went through all those halachas. They're in a place in time, they're stuck, whatever, they're not going to find water, it's not happening, with all the halachas we spoke about, 72 minutes ahead, 18 minutes back, or to the side, or so on. So then you have to actually cover your hands and you can't touch the bread. But in this case, we're talking about person washed, everything is good, everything was done halachically the right way, lechatchila, good, beautiful, they washed. Now the question is now, but let's say they washed their hands. Now it was cold or whatever the case is in a certain time and place, and they have gloves on. So Mishnah Berurah says, v'mulavish b'bat yadayim, if somebody's wearing gloves, nochem she'esirim b'shas bracha, one should be careful to take off the gloves at the time that they make the bracha, and to grab onto, to put their hands on the bread, grabbing onto the bread, make sure you take off the gloves. So now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, like we said before, so Kasfu Achrayim, he says like this, that Kasfu, again, this is all Lechatchila, but if somebody didn't do this, you do not make over the Hamaitzeh. I want to make it clear, we have to understand, right? The sandwich was on the person's plate, the roll was on their plate, and they didn't pick up the bread, they didn't grab onto it, they didn't pick it up, they didn't put their fingers on it, nothing, it's finished, and they just made a bracha, it's still good, but it's still good, so you have to, just to keep it in mind, nobody should be making over another bracha. So he says like this to Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Chav Gimel, Kasri Achronim Kishay Yomer, Hashem Yagbiya Hakikar. When you say Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, when you say Hashem's name, Yagbiya Hakikar, then pick up, that's when you pick up the roll or the, or whatever it is you got to be eating, the bilkul, the roll, the challah, the what do you call it, the matzah, and then he says, "V'Shabbos on Shabbos, Shemavarchem al Shtayim on Shabbos, when a person makes a bracha on both, right? Because you need lachem mishnah, you need two challahs. So V'Shabbos Shemavarchem al Shtayim Yagbi Yashtayim. Then you pick up both of them. And when do you do it? When you say Hashem's name." Okay, so that's basically the story. The Sefer Yitzhar Halachas brings down an Ois Ches. Again, now Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Ois Ches. He says that's what he brings from the Mishnah Berurah, who actually quotes from the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Nemaril, Chashayimer, it's a shame, when you say the shame, Hashem's name, Yagbi Alechem, pick up the bread, V'Shabbos Yesh Lebeis Le'Chalais, when the Shabbos you have two, Yagbi Alechem, Lechem Mishnah, pick up both, and then he brings from the Kaf HaChaim, actually some have the minig to pick it up, Yesh Emim, Lagbi Alechem, Mateva HaMoitzi, when they say the HaMoitzi, I don't know if he means also, or just only over there, but be it as it may, Mishnah Berurah brings down just by to pick it up when you say Hashem's name, that's B'Shem Demogen Avram Demaril, and again on Shabbos, you will pick up both both at the same time, with the both the Lechem Mishnah. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bruch, Kol Tov.